Who are we?
We're Hannah and this is Christian, and we've met you on a bridge. You've got a clipboard.
Yes, I'm on a bridge and a clipboard in a slightly cold day in Derby, and I'm about to ask these two here to do a few tasks for me. The first one is I want you to close your eyes and concentrate on listening. There's going to be one overwhelming sound, but there'll be different qualities of sound, and there might be other things that you can hear as well if you really concentrate. So you close your eyes, keep listening, and anything that you hear, tell me and I'll write it down for you.
The road, obviously. Traffic. Footsteps on a bridge.
Hearing deeper tones from sort of lorries that are rumbling by. That sound was different. That sounded like a van accelerating. I'm hearing things from my left and my right, which is a bit...
I can hear some kind of machinery banging, like posts going in the distance.
After you listen for a while, it feels like there's two levels of noise going on. Like, there's a lower level and the level we're on, and you can sort of hear the depths.
That was my stomach. I'm hungry. That's handy.
I can hear the bells.
The bells. The rustle of a man's jacket who just walked past. That's giving me a seasonal feel. Sporadic leaves. There are trees around.
I can hear the crackle of leaves, which...
A witch?
No, almost... it was a pause. almost sounds a bit like rain.
Okay, brilliant. Still with your eyes closed, you can now focus on the traffic. And in your mind's eye, I want you to, as you listen, to pick out the particular vehicle going underneath us. Imagine what that vehicle is and who's inside it, and then start to tell me a story about that person or people. It might be that you have a story each, but it might be better perhaps if one of you starts and then the other one contributes to the story.
So whoever finds something first.
A white transit van?
Yeah, with a loose fan belt. You heard it sort of whirring as it went by.
But he's not your normal white van driver. He's driving the van because he wants to blend in.
It's a rented van.
But there's no markings.
And he doesn't know where he's going.
But he has instructions that he hasn't been able or allowed to open yet.
So he's just driving, waiting for a phone call.
Who's giving him these instructions?
He doesn't know that either. It came through on a text. He owes somebody a favour, and this is his way of paying them back.
So what was the favour that they did for him that he now has to pay back?
It was something quite extraordinary. It wasn't your average moving house. It was...
It was involving the law and somebody pulling some strings.
What did the text message say that he got on his phone that were the instructions?
They were simple, but he had to follow them. It was something like, "Today's the day. I've rented you a van. Here's where you pick it up. Drive."
Await further instructions.
Yep. What does he imagine this thing might be? How's he feeling?
He's hoping it might all be a bit of a joke, that he's just helping some guy move house or something. But because he knows that this guy is involved with things which aren't necessarily kosher, he's imagining the worst, which is bodies and, you know, spy equipment. And
he also realises that if he doesn't help, he wouldn't necessarily be any worse off if he hadn't got the favour from this guy anyway.
So he's sort of regretting having done the favour in the first place, is he?
I think there's a tiny bit of him which is actually really excited. This is the first adventure that he's actually been on since he was little and he played adventure games.
Yeah. What's his name, actually? You haven't got a name.
Tony.
How old is he?
32.
Tony, 32.
All right, I think we might leave it there. Let the mystery unfold later, maybe.
I like it. Excellent.
We've opened our eyes. Onward to the next mission.